Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 6th of October 2025. Today's topic is Speak Your Mind, but Mind Your Speech. Our text is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 25 verses 3 to 13. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding, and of a beautiful countenance. But the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, Get you up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall ye say to him that liveth in prosperity, Peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast shearers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there aught missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask thy young men, and they will shew thee. Wherefore let the young men find favour in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants, and to thy son David. And when David's young men came, they spake to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants, and said, Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread, and my water, and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers, and give it unto men, whom I know not whence they be? So David's young men turned their way, and went again, and came and told him all those sayings. Verse 13. And David said unto his men, Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. Key verse. 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 10. And Nabal answered David's servants, and said, Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. David and his men ran away to live in the caves and woods for fear of King Saul. During this time, they provided protection and care for Nabal's shepherds and flocks while they were with them in the wilderness. One day, David sent messengers to Nabal requesting for provisions and supplies for himself and the people with him. Nabal responded rudely and did not give them anything, but sent them away empty. This act made David so offended that he set out to destroy Nabal and his household. However, Abigail, Nabal's wife, heard what had happened between her husband and David's men. She quickly put some supplies together and went to apologize to David before he could get to them and carry out his revenge mission. A few days later, Nabal had a heart attack and died. This was to show that God fought for David because he always resists the proud. Nabal spoke roughly out of pride, and he was not careful to reciprocate the act of kindness shown to him. In speaking out your mind, you need to also mind your speech so it doesn't hurt nor bring out the worst in people. Abigail's words were in direct contrast to that of her husband. She was able to stop what could have been a sudden destruction of the entire family. Let your words always be with grace to comfort and build up others. Prayer for today. Lord, please, help me set a watch over my mouth and keep the door of my lips. Amen. Further reading, 1 Samuel chapter 25 verses 14 to 38. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.